Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. We're going to get right into it. I have a ton of questions that I want to go through for a Q&A, but before I get into that, I need you guys to do me a huge favor and go follow Dennis. I'm going to put him in the description of this podcast. I'm going to put a link to his TikTok. Super simple. Just go follow him. Then I want you to comment on his latest video and say, hey, @_RobertBenjamin sent me here. Tag me in it. And then you're going to be entered to win a shout out both on my YouTube channel and on this podcast. Now let's get into it. Are you going to invite people only from the US in regards to your monetization program? Nope. You could be in the US, you could be in the UK, you could be anywhere. Next question. Hi, Rob. My question is, do you get paid when you reach more than 100K followers? My TikTok is a little ring. So as of a couple days ago, you do get paid if you have over 10K, if you're over 18 years old, if you get accepted into the TikTok Creator Fund. But other than that, no, there's not like a magic number where you just start to get paid by people on TikTok. Next question. How do you suggest to do a duet on a channel based around a one-year-old at Preston's World? Honestly, I don't know what the video looks like. Like you guys need to be way more creative. You guys need to stop judging yourself. As long as the video has a hook, it hasn't asked for engagement, and it's something that's interesting that you think would get a lot of watch time, then post it. If it doesn't fit that criteria, then it's probably not going to work. And the best way that you could do this is by modeling your content after content that looks like that or that fits that criteria that has been successful before. If it's not based off of something that's been successful before, then it's probably not going to work. Next question. Hey, Rob, how can I add value to my comedy account? This is a great question. The way that you add value to a comedy account is by actually being funny and actually entertaining people. Study David Dobrik. You know why David Dobrik does so well? Because you want more after you're done watching one of his videos. And that's why you binge watch it. And that's why it's get pushed out like crazy, both on TikTok and on YouTube. Next question. I changed my username and saw a decrease in views. Do you think it had anything to do with it? My TikTok is Arson Tierza. Yeah, I think that definitely had something to do with it. I don't know how many followers you have. You know what? I'll actually look it up. I have my phone right here, so I'm going to look it up. 19.7K followers. Yeah, so that's definitely why. So what happened is a lot of your followers probably aren't recognizing you. It'll take a couple days, but I'm sure that'll go back to normal as long as you're getting a high amount of watch time. But yeah, that's exactly why. Next question. What is engagement rate? Engagement rate is comments plus likes plus shares divided by the number of views. That'll give you your engagement rate. If you multiply that by 100 and then put a percent symbol on the end of it, that'll give you the percentage you want to aim for, 20 to 25% with this current algorithm. Next question. Do you have to be 18 plus for the monetization program? For TikTok's monetization program, yes. For mine, no. If you want to learn more about mine, make sure you get into my text platform because I do send out invites almost on a daily basis. Hey man, thanks for all your advice. I'm one of those 19 creators chosen for the fund. I was wondering, do you think reposts will hurt us now that we are monetizing our videos, just like with YouTube? That's a really good question. To be totally honest with you, I don't know the answer to that question yet. I will know the answer to that in about 72 hours because I'm not sure if you guys have noticed, I've been posting way less on my TikTok account because I want to see how it's going to be affected by the creator fund. And I want to see how all of that is going to work. So I've been doing a mix of reposts. I've been doing a mix of just posting, but I've been trying to put out quote unquote higher quality content as the TikTok algorithm would look at it because I want to see how that affects the amount of money that I make from the TikTok creator fund so that I can make a YouTube video about it. Next question. How long can you be shadow banned for? You could be shadow banned for up to a month. If you want to learn more about this, you need to go check out my latest YouTube video about this. I explain everything that you need to know. Next question. Is this going to be something outside of TikTok? I mean, not something inside the actual app, or is it going to use TikTok's direct messaging system? The question here is asking about my monetization program. It is totally done off the app. It's done straight over email. If you want to learn more, again, text the phone number. It's in the description of this podcast. And if you haven't, make sure you go follow Dennis while you're at it too. Next question. Are you sending the text or is someone else going to be giving me offers? I am sending it. Everything comes from me. It is all coming directly from me. Is there a way to get a deleted post or video back? No, there is not. What platform do you use to edit your videos? Just answer saying Adobe Premiere Pro. Yeah. Oh, I said, that's funny. Chris put in just answer you saying Adobe Premiere Pro like I'm an idiot and don't know what platform my editor uses. But yeah, he uses Adobe Premiere Pro. That being said, we did just have to get him a new laptop so he could do better editing. He had a MacBook Air. He got the MacBook Pro now. I don't know. He got like the most expensive MacBook that he could get. We spent my whole entire YouTube check from this month on it. So next question. Hey man, super important question. I tried texting you about it, but you don't ever answer. So just so you guys know, I never answer on the text platform. I answer sometimes. I'll send like random comments and stuff like that. I'll send videos. I'll send stuff like that just so people know that I'm real. But no, it's not like you don't have direct access to my cell phone. Is it possible to post too many videos on TikTok? I just started posting my first video every day. Got 150 to 2,000 views. Now all the videos I posted the second day hit one view every single one. So it sounds like what's happening is you're using a VPN, or you're just posting terrible content, or you're incredibly young and TikTok suppressing your stuff. Either way, I do have a podcast that goes incredibly in depth about this. It's a couple podcasts back. I would strongly suggest that you check that out. That's going to be one of the issues. I know that if you're listening to this, I just spotted one of the issues. It's going to be one of those things. Like I said, go to my podcast from like two or three podcasts ago, and it answers the whole entire thing. Okay. So I've been trying to DM people who are friends only. However, every time I get an error that says my number is already in use, how do I fix this so I can start producing my own TikTok videos, please? And thank you. I have no idea what you mean by this. Maybe I need more coffee. Okay. So I've been trying to DM people who are friends already. However, every time I do, I get my number is already in use. DM them on Instagram. The DM platform on TikTok sucks. Don't use that. Next question. Hi, just want to ask, the videos on my new accounts get more views than my old account, though it has more followers than the new one. Why is that? Hope you could answer. Thank you. Probably because the videos are better on your new account than on your old account. It doesn't matter how many followers you have to get views. Yeah, when you have a lot of followers, your baseline of views is higher, but it doesn't matter. Each post is judged individually, and whether or not you're on the For You page is going to strongly dictate how many views you get. Next question. I deleted all my posts and I posted some new content and stuff, and I feel like it could do better. Should I just wait for effects to go away, or should I make a new account? I would make a new account at that point if you deleted all your posts. Never do that ever again. Next question. So, final question. So I've been trying to do this since April. I've been making new accounts. All right. I'm just going to stop right there. Stop making new accounts. Stick to one account. The reason your views dropped is because your TikToks suck. You need to get better at making TikToks. Stop making new accounts. Guys, it is not your account. I don't care what Joseph Todd says. Account authority does not exist. It's not real. It's not a real thing. Each post gets judged individually. Stop making new accounts.